With the same economy of movement, he cut the thick slab of cards which the croupier had placed on the table squarely between his blunt, relaxed hands. Then, as the croupier fitted the six packs with one swift, exact motion into the metal and wooden shoe, Le Chiffre said something quietly to him.
"Messieurs, mesdames, les jeux sont faits. Un banco de 500 000."
And as the Greek at number one tapped the table in front of his fat pile of 100 000 plaques,
"Le banco est fait."
Le Chiffre crouched over the shoe. He gave it a short, deliberate slap to settle the cards, the first of which showed its semicircular pale pink tongue through the slanting aluminium mouth of the shoe. Then, with a thick white forefinger, he pressed gently on the pink tongue and slipped out the first card 6 inches or a foot towards the Greek on his right hand. Then he slipped out a card for himself, then another for the Greek, then one more for himself. He sat immobile, not touching his own cards. He looked at the Greek's face. With his flat wooden spatula, like a long bricklayer's trowel, the croupier delicately lifted up the Greek's 2 cards and dropped them with a quick movement an extra few inches to the right, so that they lay just before the Greek's pale, hairy hands, which lay inert like 2 watchful pink crabs on the table. The 2 pink crabs scuttled out together, and the Greek gathered the cards into his wide left hand and cautiously bent his head so that he could see, in the shadow made by his cupped hand, the value of the bottom of the 2 cards. Then he slowly inserted the forefinger of his right hand and slipped the bottom card slightly sideways so that the value of the top card was also just perceptible. His face was quite impassive. He flattened out his left hand on the table and then withdrew it, leaving the 2 pink cards face down before him, their secret unrevealed. Then he lifted his head and looked Le Chiffre in the eye.
"Non," said the Greek flatly.
From the decision to stand on his 2 cards and not ask for another, it was clear that the Greek had a 5 or a 6 or a 7. To be certain of winning, the banker had to reveal an 8 or a 9. If the banker failed to show either figure, he also had the right to take another card, which might or might not improve his count.